Welcome, everybody, to episode 496 of RP Grinders. I am your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how was your week? I'll start with you, Break. How was your week, man?
It was a week, and it happened.
Yeah, it did happen.
It was a busy week, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like garbage week.
Yeah, there's so much news politically. We got all kinds of stuff for you guys today. It's going to be a fun show. Eric, how was your week, man?
All right, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
It could have been a lot worse.
Yeah. I had a decent week, but I'll get into it later on the show. Eric, why don't you start us off with the news?
Okay, first is on a new piece of news that ends with a sour note. Omega Labyrinth Z Western release canceled.
Yeah,
it's like PQ will no longer release Omega Labyrinth Z for PlayStation 4 and Vita in North America and Europe, which has also been banned in five other countries, which are the United Kingdom, Germany, Australia, New Zealand, and Ireland. Although technically they weren't banned in New Zealand and Ireland, they were just not marketed there.
why is it banned?
Yeah, why?
Like we're talking about like a specific place in Ireland too. I think Northern Ireland might have banned the game, but South Ireland didn't.
Okay, not answering the question. Why was it banned again?
Exactly.
It was banned because reasons Sony never actually gave us, but considering its content, it's not surprising.
Yeah. What is the content?
What's Sony's problem? Especially since the team that worked on this pretty much had it ready to go, and it passed the ratings check. And then Sony looked at it, and they're like, "Nope."
It was banned.
Sony of America, by the way, because like this game already exists in Japan.
Yeah, it was. I'm guessing it was banned for nudity or underage nudity or underage innuendo.
I don't think. Well, define nudity.
Well, underage.
That's what I'm saying. What was this game banned for? Why?
It doesn't say.
I guess it has something to do with the age of the girls in question.
I'm reading chat.
Which you know, this game, its sexual content is mostly innuendos. I don't think the only skin it might show is the cleavage.
Yeah, but that's ridiculous. Why?
And I think there is a closed destruction mechanic, but Senran Kagura has that, and those characters are rendered in full 3D. And it has done worse. And there's a scene in Neptunia Rebirth that they didn't even alter from the original Neptunia 2, where two lowly girls get tongue tentacle tied.
So what? Jesus.
So it's being basically, from what I'm getting, it's being banned because it has underage lesbianism. But there's no nudity, it's just them kissing?
It never says lesbian. I never said anything about that.
I thought you said it was two girls tongue-tied.
No, I'm talking about the other game.
Oh.
I'm not talking about tongue-tied. They're, like, tongue-tied by someone else. Like, some big fat guy who's practically a tentacle monster.
Yeah. They're talking about eating ass in chat. Breakman's
ass. Would you like me to repeat what's going on in chat?
Yeah. Go right ahead.
Freak says he's going to stop by my house because I'm grilling out, and he said he is going to slap me, eat my steak, drink my beer, and pinch Mrs. Breakman's ass.
Oh, well,
and he likes his steak medium rare.
Yeah. As a side.
What kind of side dishes will we be enjoying this evening? In which part? Wyland responded with, "I just glanced at what you typed. Thought you said you were going to eat Breakman's ass."
Yeah.
So apparently, that's what's for dessert.
If I'm Mrs. Brakeman, I am definitely getting a restraining order, you know, and not necessarily for Freak 5, but definitely for Freak 5.
Anyways, what the fuck is Sony's problem? I mean, get over your mature tiles bullshit and allow even adult content.
I agree. I totally agree.
On your platform and regulate and make sure the regulatory bodies actually do their fucking job.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
And don't worry about public opinion, because the game is a niche game that's supposed to be sold to a niche audience. Yeah. And if you're going to do this at all, at least do it when it's in the early stages. Don't do it when something's finished.
Yeah, I agree.
PQ said that they're looking at alternative options, like possibly getting a Steam version made, which would cost them money. But an easier solution for now, at least, would be to go to the Asian market and then sell it there, and then people can import it with the English language option.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, have you seen the videos on YouTube of the guy named Tyrone? He walks up to people, slaps them, and says, I'm Tyrone. I'm here to fuck your wife.
Also, Sony, please let people do crossplay and don't ban your accounts on Fortnite and such.
Yeah, I agree with that, man. That's a whole other debacle. Speaking of debacles, Brakeman, next story, please.
Okay, coming to us live from Silicon Era. Fangamer is making a flip grip, vertical grip for the Nintendo Switch. I thought you talked about this last week.
I think we hinted at it. I think there's an update.
Fangamer unveiled the flip grip this week, a new vertical grip for the Nintendo Switch that is currently being funded on Kickstarter, which we know Frank secretly owns.
I actually talked about this last week, but we didn't have an actual article for it.
Yeah.
Okay. The grip aims to be a comfortable solution for playing games that support the Switch's taint mode on the
camera.
Tate. Because I really want to say taint mode. The project is a collaboration between fan gamer Jeremy Parrish from the Retronauts and hardware engineer Mike Choi. It is meant to support the increasing amount of games that can be played in a vertical orientation, such as the recently released arcade. Recently released Arcade Archives, Donkey Kong, and Ikaruga. Scrolling, because there are pictures in the middle of the story. You can't just put it at the bottom. The flip grip is designed to only accept the Nintendo Switch in one direction, 90 degrees counterclockwise.
Yeah.
The Joy-Cons also slip on the side of the grip like they would on a normal side railings on the console.
This is a neat idea.
I mean, it's goofy, but it works.
Yeah.
There's still more. The flip grip also has the flip grip will also have a slot on the side of the back that allow side of the back.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That doesn't really make sense. That allows any credit card to be fixed onto the back to be used as a standard for a vertical tabletop mode. The one thing the flip grip doesn't allow is charging the console while you use it. Sorry, weird pause. As the charging port is covered. The issue of ventilation has also been elegantly solved with the various slits that allow air to enter in and out of the switch, which has been verified with tests. Furthermore, the Switch also uses less power during handheld mode, meaning lower temperatures. The Flip Grip project is aiming for $42,500 in pledge dollars, and currently it has already exceeded the goal, reaching $69,629 at the time of writing this. The project does not have any stretch goals, but will be delivered early now that the funding is all but guaranteed. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So you people who want to play your smups in that vertical way... Yeah, because I can see by their image they show it. It's kind of basically you got some bars on the sides of your Switch.
They should get in talks with some developers so they could develop games based on this thing. Because like this would be a convenient way for the Etrianasi continue to go on the Switch, because the Switch doesn't have a dual screen, and splitting the screen up in the two halves by having it vertically would be an ideal solution.
Yeah.
As long as you could play it that way. But you currently can't, but this lets you do that.
Yeah. You know, I like it. I think it's a good idea for shmups and whatnot. Why can't people do things the old-fashioned way and get loans and shit like that to get their shit in fruition? Like, no, I'm serious. Like I'm just saying, like, whatever happened to, like, you know, actual capitalism, not you know,
just
crowdfunding, I mean, capitalism.
Maybe old school capitalism is garbage because it's where we are now because of it.
Well, you got a good point there, man. I'm looking at this Tyrone thing, man. I would not fuck with that dude. That dude looks like crazy. Tyrone.
Is he like roided up or something?
He looks huge. Like, I don't know. Like, he does look roided up. But I'll take a peek at that later. With
is that
audio.
In Tyrone or I'm Tyrone?
I'm Tyrone. Yeah, I'm Tyrone. All right, next story.
There's no apostrophe, so it's like.
Yeah. Next story comes to us from Siliconera. Light in the Dark asks players to try to understand their kidnappers. I looked at this preview of this game, but let me read a little bit about it. Hao Chen Jiang awakens in a strange room, finding he has been kidnapped, Jesus, by some mysterious people, including a fierce young woman he can speak with during his imprisonment in visual novel A Light in the Dark. He has a few options open to him while waiting for his family to pay a ransom to his kidnappers. Players have him search around the room for items that can help him formulate an escape plan, although this can be quite tiring, draining his stamina, which players must manage. So it looks like a life simulator with a kidnapping. Another focus is the kidnappers themselves, which the player can speak with. In doing so, they can get to know these people and their struggle to keep surviving. In doing this, the player can perhaps build up a rapport with those characters, as well as get to know why they were kidnapped and what these people hope to gain from it. So that sounds like a decent visual novel. I'd say that's pretty decent. I don't know. What do you think? Would you play something like this, Break?
I have yet to play one, so I'm going to go ahead and say no.
Eric, you going to play this?
Maybe.
Yeah. All right. Next story, Eric.
Next story is about 428 Shibuya Scramble. Releases on for PS4 in Japan on September 6, 2018. And it's coming out next year in the West. It's also coming out. But apparently we're getting it in summer sometime. So maybe it's a simultaneous launch?
An FMV visual novel? That's different. All right.
I'm going to assume that, like there is a script that goes on and then plays videos when relevant.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Because I remember seeing some images, and, like, some of them are illustrated.
Yeah. It looks okay. I mean, I haven't seen too much on this, but that's a neat idea anyways. Hopefully it'll be decent.
It's probably cheaper than hiring artists to do animated, like, clips.
Yeah. All right, Break. Next story.
Whatever, I'm complaining in chat. Leave me alone.
Also, the game's apparently only 3,800 yet, so it's like just under 40-ish.
Yeah. All right, Break.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, The World Ends With You Final Remake. The World Ends With You Final Remix launches on September 27th. I thought we did that story too.
Yeah, I think we did, but we didn't have the date.
I don't think we had a date, though.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a date, and a special edition of the game will also be available in Japan for Japan? What?
Japan.
Japan for 17,000 yen. Yen.
Oh,
17,000
geez.
Yen and includes a tote bag, mini soundtrack CD, stylus pen, acrylic art stand, and decal set.
Yeah. Not
decal
very
set.
Exciting. Yeah.
There's no date for the US or European releases, but they're probably around the same time.
You know,
the edition is called It's a Wonderful Bag, referencing the game's Japanese title, yeah. It's a Wonderful World.
Yeah. You know what's funny is they have on the right on RPG site that it was originally released 31st of December 2018. That hasn't happened yet. So this game came
what?
Out. This game came out way before that. So, there you go. All right, next story.
I think the dates got copy-pasted. That's what happened.
Yeah. All right.
It was actually released about, let's see, about 10 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Eric, next
story. No, it's actually older than that. So it's like 13 years.
Maybe. Yeah, that's one of those games that I bought a long time ago and I still never played.
It's good. Yeah, it's a good game. It's,
never got around to finishing it.
Yeah, it's a good game.
I wonder if I should sell my DS version or hold on to it and get this one anyway.
I don't know. All right, next story, Eric.
Next story is about from Komatsu, where a game called The Lion Song, which is a narrative adventure game, is coming to Switch on July 10th. It's going to cost about $10 or... £10 or €10.
I like the price of it, but I was looking at the trailer and it's got a very bland color palette. Yeah. So I don't know if this would
keep
be
cost down. Make everything sepia tone.
Yeah, exactly.
Because this is in the past.
Yeah, it's all sepia. Freak5 in chat says at least 20 years
maybe,
ago.
Maybe later in the game it gets colors. I don't know.
Yeah.
Why do you read like the last thing he says instead of starting from the beginning? Because like he has like a string of things he says.
Well,
I was asking about
you pizza. Like moving on like too fast.
What?
I wasn't quite finished.
All right, break.
Shut up. We're not asking you about your news.
I need
story.
To catch my breath.
What were you saying, break?
You kind of skipped the part where he said he's waiting for his pothead pizza, for his pothead with his pizza.
Oh, I got
it. And then he said he remembers why it's been so long since he ordered from them. And then he says, at least 20 years ago, everyone who worked the place, including the owners, got stoned while at work.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing he doesn't order from them because he knows his pizza's never going to arrive.
Hey, those are
they might as well just change their name to Pothead Pizza.
Yeah, that ordering
actually,
don't expect
what
the
I
pizza.
Hear, from what I hear, all delivery drivers.
Yeah.
A vast majority of them, at least. So you'll still get your pizza. Just, sometimes it'll go to the wrong address or it'll show up 4 hours late. There are times where you get it and it's like there's a few slices going.
No, I would prefer getting pizzas from Stoners because they'll put extra cheese and pepperoni and, shit like that on your pizza. So, all right, let's move on to the next story from RPGsite.net. Deep Silver to publish Pathfinder Kingmaker set to release in August.
So it's Civ 5? No.
They announced that they teamed up with Alcat Games to publish the game. It's an isometric computer RPG based on the Pathfinder pen and paper game, successfully kickstarted in 2017 by Owlcat Games.
So it's Diablo.
Yeah, the game is set to release in August for PC. It looks, I mean, from what I've seen, I saw this trailer too. It looks pretty good. I wouldn't mind playing this game. I have no idea what Pathfinder Kingmaker, the pen and paper, or the paper and pen pencil RPG is like, but from the trailer. Looks pretty good. So, and it's got.
Well, it could play like Baldur's Gate or Pillars, but.
Yeah. Pillars of Eternity is pretty good. I started playing a little bit of that. It's a good game. All right. Next story. Break. Let's go with Breakman.
comes to us live from, there's a fucking huge ad here, comes to us live from RPG Site. Jesus. Yo-Kai Watch blasts heads to North America and Europe.
Blasters.
Yo-Kai Watch blasters heads to North America. Not blast. Nintendo Level 5 announced Yo-Kai Watch blasters Red Cat Core. And, oh my god, I hate it when they do this kind of shit. This is why I stopped playing, like, the Mega Man Network games. And Yo-Kai Watch blasters White Dog Squad.
Yeah, but there's, like, barely a difference between
the two. That's exactly my point. Like, why is there... You don't need to put them in two games for slight differences. Like,
it's to sell more. That's why they do
it. I know it is, and it's stupid.
Yeah, I totally agree with
it's you. It's just a way to get for them to get money. I hate it, and I'm not about it.
At least, Dual Team on DS for 5 was both games.
And the reason I hate it is because these games are generally geared towards children. They're not geared towards adults who can kind of understand that, well, I can get this and I can, you know, if I want this other character, I can get it. Whereas kids
are
kind of...
Well, who cares? Why wouldn't you want dogs anyways? Cats are better.
Dogs are awesome, man. I like dogs.
I'm surprised they didn't do the third version with the rabbits.
Yeah, rabbits, and then we'd go on to llamas and giraffes. And
either that or this is actually a tweaked version of rabbits where they let you do the rabbits and the cat or the dog, depending on what version you get.
Awesome. All right.
I'm skipping ahead. Train with Sergeant...
If that was the case, because that's what they did for Pokemon Red and Blue, because Blue was basically a retweaked version of Green, and so was Red, but like they were made to be more like Red and Green.
Hey, Freak 5 just exiled you.
Like, they basically combine elements of each other.
Eric is exiled. Dogs are awesome, Freak 5 says. So there
what?
You go.
What did you say bad about dogs? I didn't hear him say something about what?
Yeah,
what
he's happened? Like, he said cats are better.
Oh, well, no.
I'm talking about in terms of Yo-Kai Watch. The dog characters are shitty.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, skipping ahead. Train with Sergeant Burley to become the strongest blasters team there is. As you complete missions, gather Oni orbs and items to level up or forge equipment to power up your team. Some mission bosses and Yo-Kai are exclusive to each version. Duh.
Yeah.
Trade Yo-Kai between versions to collect them all. Duh. You can befriend all friend Yo-Kai. That's how it's written. I didn't buff that one.
There's friendly Yo-Kai and there's not friendly Yo-Kai. That's why. Anyway.
Yo-Kai from all versions of the Yo-Kai Watch 2 game. Boss Yo-Kai plus the all-new Usa Pion, Blizzy, and more. I don't give a fuck. Link saves. I don't care how you pronounce their shit. I'm moving on. Link saves the data and with a version of Yo-Kai Watch 2 to befriend special Yo-Kai, uncover new sides to the story as well as new Yo-Kai, bosses, and missions with post-launch software update.
Looks
and
fun.
Here's what the games are, or what's in the game. Team up for action-packed local and online multiplayer for up to 4 players. Strategize with different battle roles, attacker, healer, ranger, and tank Yo-Kai. Embark on a journey with more than 400 new and returning Yo-Kai, discover and befriend. Complete missions for items and Oni orbs to forge equipment and level up, which I was fucking said already. I experienced different Yo-Kai missions and bosses depending on the version you play. I think I fucking said that too. Get one of the three special Yo-Kai by linking data with the version of the Yo-Kai Watch 2 games. Befriend Jimbayan S.
Jimbayan.
I don't give a fuck how you pronounce their names. They're made up. Sorry. Not to, like, insult you. I'm just saying. With Yo-Kai Watch 2, Bony Spirits, Kamasan S. With Yo-Kai Watch 2, Fleshy Souls. Wait, that's the best name I've seen yet. Fleshy Souls. Or Komajiro S.
At least it's not Fleshlight Souls, you know.
Why did you have to turn it into something dirty? I know I was thinking dirty, but why did you have to do that? With Yo-Kai Watch 2, Psychic Spectres. Unlocked two new Oni Crankakai and Lucky Crankakai for even more chances to get hard-to-find Yo-Kai or items. QR code patterns and passwords will offer you in-game coins that you can use on a Crankakai. And, yeah.
It's basically a gotcha in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, Freak Fight Set.
This was originally released in Japan as Yo-Kai Watch Busters, and the reason they renamed it the Blasters is because there's quite a bit of references to Ghostbusters in the game. Yeah. And they probably didn't want to get sued. Yeah. In fact, they might have altered the car you ride around in, which does look a lot like the Ecto-1.
Yeah. Freak5 says, you've been pardoned, Eric, because you saved yourself. Last night while playing Friday the 13th, some chick in the lobby was watching Aqua Teen Hunger Force while playing.
That's a stony show if you ever seen one.
Yeah.
Hey, I like that show.
There needs to be an ATHF.
It was. I mean, it really brought a relevant comedy to Cartoon Network, and then it went off the rails after a while. But
yeah,
about the time they did the movies, when it went off the rails, really.
If you ask me, Adult Swim is a cesspool of ridiculous content.
Yeah. I haven't watched Adult Swim in a long time.
It's like the only thing good on it is Toonami Block, and the problem with Toonami Block is they're all the similar type of shows. They're all shonen shows, but like they're given later time slots because apparently it's anime, and anime has sometimes violence in it, so it's not quite a kid show in the U.S.
I know. I remember when Cartoon Network used to have like violent type stuff. Now, during the days, like the closest thing they get to violence is Teen Titans Go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Freak5 says, I don't think I've watched an episode while I was stoned, and I love the show.
Okay, see, exactly.
Yeah.
Meatwad makes the money, G. As he says.
Yeah. Being stoned.
I have no rhythm, I'm sorry.
That reminds me.
I think Adult Swim and needs to make another Toonami type block, but have a different type of content on there than the usual. Like, because I'd like to see something like Sakura Trick on there, or like something more recent, like maybe ReZero. But no, I guess they got in their heads like those type of shows don't sell or give you.
I don't think it's that they don't. It's that they don't sell as much as the action cartoons do.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, Eric. that's the basic gist of it. Like, it's the action stuff sells.
Yeah.
So and they got rid of One Piece because it would take them an eternity to put it on TV. And Funimation already has a supply and demand issue for that fix. Like, you could just watch all those episodes dubbed as they get dubbed on their website. You don't have to wait at week after week for it.
Yeah, that sucked.
All right, Eric. Next story. Space Ghost Coast to Coast
was awesome too.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Back when they were still kind of young, like in the first first 5 years of the Adult Swim was really good.
Yeah.
There was so many good shows like Space Ghost.
I think the last good show they had was like Venture Brothers, which I never actually watched that much of.
And stuff like Venture Brothers. That's when those shows started, in which the Venture Brothers this next season they're finally. It's coming out this year.
Yeah.
Excited.
All right, Eric.
Love Venture Brothers.
Yeah. Next story.
Next story is Mary Skelter Nightmares is coming to PC this summer thanks to Ghostlight, and it's probably going to be bad port because Ghostlight doesn't bug fix their games very well.
That's a shame.
Well, I mean, that's their reputation. They might be better now, but I still don't trust them.
Yeah. All right. Is that it on that, Eric?
Because, like, even some of the recent output has been questionable, so...
Yeah.
Screenshots
look pretty. I'm looking at some of the screenshots.
And more importantly, at this point, I'd kind of wait for Mary Shelter 2 to come out, because it has a remade version of the first game with the new mechanics of the second game in it.
Yeah. Freak5 says, achievement unlocked. Derailed RP grinders from reading the news. Yeah, we only got a few new stories left.
That's like one of those beginner achievements, though. That's one of those achievements everybody can get.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotta work harder.
Congratulations.
We already derail ourselves.
Yeah. Congratulations, Freak5. You are now level one RP grinder. All right, next story break.
No, he starts at level one. He hit level two. Jeez.
Oh, I'm sorry. No,
that reminds me. I need to write the review for Mary Skelter, but I need to play it a little bit more. I need to find time for it.
Yeah. All right, break. Next story.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Terra Battle 2 will shut down in Japan on September 28th.
Well, yeah.
That's the life of a mobile game for you.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
With gacha mechanics at that.
Yeah. Yeah.
They make these games, poop them out, and then you buy the stuff to get more stuff, and then that goes on for a while until interest wanes, and then they get a new one.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's why I find it really hard to spend actual money on free-to-play games.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, you could play a game like Fate Go, and that'd be fine, because at least it has a story that keeps you going, and you could just not spend a dime.
Yeah. Like, I love games like Final Fantasy Record Keeper and the South Park Phone Destroyer, free-to-play games, but I've yet to spend a dime on either one.
Because I
know they're going to go away eventually, you know?
I know that Fate Go is probably going to go away eventually, but it's probably going to stick around for a long time because Fate's really popular and it's not dying anytime soon.
Freak Pipe says, as much as I have been exiled, I should be at least level
100. No, because leveling's, you know, it accrues. Like, you have to... It gets harder to do after you get to a certain point.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
At most, you would have got to, like, level 30 or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. It's like an MMORPG.
Yeah, like, it's like killing a boar in World of Warcraft at this point. Yeah. Like, once you're level 20, you go kill a boar and you get nothing for it.
Yeah, exactly. How much has Break...
I think the real reason that this game's being shut down is because Silicon Studios... as a game company is ending, and they're shifting their focus to something else entirely.
Freak Pipe says, "How much?"
Well, it was a major achievement. I'll give him that. It was a major achievement, but I'm just saying. Now at this point, you're not a level 100 because it doesn't work that way.
Yeah. How much has Break spent on Marvel Puzzle Quest? He asked.
Not a dime.
Hundreds of Exiles should be a major achievement. He meant me. I've spent a grand total of $20 on Marvel Puzzle Quest because I've had so much fun with that game that one day I decided, you know what, this game is definitely worth $20 for me. So but I haven't spent a dime.
I guess that's a fair way to look at it.
Frank, are you gonna play that Marvel Strike Force
No.
But I kind of look at it as if you're gonna, you know, spend money that would be like buying the game.
Yeah.
You
$20.
Should be able to play that game again sometime in the future if you wanted to. Games are just going to go away eventually because they're mobile free to play shit.
Right, but the thing about that game is
it could be ported to Steam at some point.
I've well got my money worth on Marvel Puzzle Quest for sure. You know what
So you're like a baseball organization. You're paying the players for what they did as opposed to what they can achieve. You're like the Reds, a bad baseball organization.
How dare
paying
you
for what they did as opposed to what they can do.
How dare you. No, I've had enough experience with that game that $20 is well worth it. If it were to end tomorrow, it'd be all right. It's it's just a fun, you know, match 3 game with superheroes. That's it. All right. You know what else might be worth it now, guys? Chrono Trigger patch number 4 further fixes UI and menu elements. Let's see. Let me go through what this fourth fucking patch does. Change the user face, operation method, and screen layout. To make it more comfortable to play with controller or keyboard. Menu screen, title screen, including title menu. Jesus Christ, that was fucked up in the game.
My God, like, this is the biggest failure in their company's history, I think. Like, this is just... This is Final Fantasy 14, the original launch. The original launch of Final Fantasy 14 and their port of Chrono Trigger. Like, this is just atrocious.
Yeah, it's bad. We've talked about this
before. Fuck this up so bad.
Yeah. Freak Pipe says, not to mention how many levels I've gained being on the show, participating in chat, meeting Mug and Frank in person, sending tweets. As much as I have been active in chat, I would have
right,
level...
for God's sakes, you're level 100. Jesus, you're pressing this.
Yeah.
Hey. It's also sending nudes, too, so that you...
I'm not like that dead set against you being 100. You're 100. Jeez.
Yeah. Dude, you got to give it to
you. You got
Phil
legendary
Connors.
Equipment and everything.
You have to congratulate Frank for turning 100, too.
100 was many, many, many years ago, Eric. Yeah, Freak 5, you.
Oh, you're 500. That's right.
You're like New Game Plus, Freak 5. I don't know if that makes any sense, but. All right, break.
I know what you're saying, but no, he's level 100. He's got legendary equipment. He's got the cool looking mount. You know, like he's set.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay. Are we good now? Is everything good?
All right. Yeah. Now that we're negotiating people's levels of RP grinders, the next story break.
Comes his life from Gamatsu.
Wait, you don't even want to read all the bugs or the fixes.
No, I already did. It's that game is not worth talking about now. It's a bunch of shit. All right,
it's ridiculous. Yeah. How did you pronounce this again? Toho.
Toho.
Okay. Toho Scarlet Curiosity for PC launches July 11th. Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
PC version includes 4K resolution, bullet hell difficulty, and more.
Oh, I don't even think 4K resolution was on the PlayStation 4 version.
The game will be launching for $14.99, €14.99, and £12.99.
It's better than the $20 that they were hawking for, or maybe it was $30 for the PS4 version.
Yeah.
Brand new Steam features include revised difficulty levels from the console version, fully featured configuration menu for the PC gamers. I'm only reading the lead sentence and I still botched up.
Yeah.
4K resolution support, brand new bullet hell mode, new achievements, and the full Steamworks package.
Yeah, it sort of looks like a cutesy.
I wonder if any of those like updates are going to the console version.
Yeah. It sort of looks like a cutesy Nier. I wouldn't mind playing it. Looks good. I'm playing the video now. It's, you know, looks good.
Freak Pwns.
Speaking of Nier, are you going to pick that up now that's on the Xbox, Greg?
I don't know.
Oh, man, it's a good game, man.
You probably have to just the sale because, like, it's like $50.
Yeah, plus, you know how I play games. Like, I've still got games, like, lined up to play that I haven't got around to yet. You know? Yeah.
All right, Eric.
And I've been playing the last Star Wars.
Yeah, exactly.
Next article. I'll just read the next two, and then we'll be done. All right,
cool.
East Memories of Celestia for PC launches July 25th.
Yeah.
It'll be on sale for €24.99 and £19.99.
Yeah.
And also include a digital PDF version of the Adult's Travel Journal, which was originally included as a part of the limited edition of the PS Vita version, which features strategies and artwork.
Yeah, it's a good game, for sure. Ease Memories of Celestia. All right, next story, Eric.
The next story is that Nekopara Volume 1 without the arrow gay stuff. For PS4 and Switch is coming out on July 4th.
Without the arrow gay stuff, huh?
Hey, you can't have fireworks in this game?
Yeah. What is it? Visual novel or what?
Yeah, it's a visual novel.
Okay. All right. Is that...
But,
yeah. Go ahead.
It says, in addition, the Japanese, English, and traditional Chinese subtitles and language options, simplified Chinese has also been added. And, it also comes with the fan disc Nekopara Volume 0, which is about the cat girls doing a bunch of cute things before they moved in with the main character.
Oh, okay, I'm interested. That sounds like something I'd watch. All right, is that the news, Eric? I think we're done, right? All right. We do have some homie discounts. There's PS Plus games, let me check out. I think one of them was Heavy Rain for the PS4. Absolver for the PS4. Deception.
That game sucks. Both of those games suck.
Heavy Rain's good. I like
No, Heavy Rain. Fuck. Dave Cage can go fuck himself.
No, I like Heavy
Rain. All of his games are basically his personality has been basically like injected into those games, and that's why those games are terrible.
Well,
he's terrible.
I like Heavy Rain.
I thought it was people had a lot of issues with the controls in those games.
Yeah, well, I liked Heavy Rain. I had a good time with it, especially the
those games would be much better, Eric, if they had a different writer altogether.
I liked it. Heavy Rain was fine with me. There was a downloadable content story that was pretty good. Heavy Rain was the only time, like, I felt, like, scared. Like, there's been lots of scary games, like Resident Evil and, you know, and the like. But, like, it actually, like, shook me to the core. There was a DLC where you were the chick. I can't remember her name now. But you visited this doctor's house and tried to kind of get some information, and then if you drank the alcohol he gave you, you would you'd be captured and put in
that was DLC.
Yeah, I think it was DLC.
Because if it was, it was baked into the game, and I didn't have to go to any menu to select.
It was free DLC from what I remember, but it's good.
I think I bought the version with all the stuff in it.
Yeah.
But I think the thing that you had to buy, you had to play separately. But I think the free one's just thrown into the game, so you just went to that chapter automatically.
Yeah.
But
I liked it. But anyways, PS3, Deception 4, Nightmare Princess, and Rayman 3 HD. And for the Vita, you're getting Space Overlords and Zero Escape, Zero Time Dilemma. So pretty neat. Pretty neat lineup this time around.
It's like almost as if Frank doesn't know what's going on with David Cage to make him just like retroactively hate the entire output he's made.
I liked Heavy Rain, man. I had a decent time with that.
Yeah, game. Like you can separate the
I know, but it's like at the same time person. It's like
I haven't played the other ones that he's done.
I'm just saying if you like it. If you like Heavy Rain, maybe your standard of quality is low.
No.
Ooh, ouch. Like, he's just going right at that game.
How dare you, Eric? I have a very high
I mean, you like...
Shut up, Frank. I'm not talking...
You like that piece of shit Tri-Ace game, the Undiscovered...
No. Let's set the record straight, okay? Infinite Undiscovery is not a great game, but it's a decent game, and I had fun with it. So there... street cred, biatch. All right, I think that's
you just lost it when you said biatch.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, yeah, I got my street cred, and then you had to run it.
So. No, that's even more street cred, man.
Hey, you're showing your age when you try to be like the young people from a generation ago.
How dare you? How dare you? All right, any Twitter questions or comments, Break?
Nope.
Nothing this week.
Nobody wants my advice.
Pizza update. Wow. Freak 5 has his pizza now.
Oh, nice. He has his pizza. What kind of pizza? What'd you get on the pizza?
Reefer and taco pizza.
Oh, taco. Yum.
We talked about it earlier.
Yeah. I need all right. to try a BLT pizza.
Yeah. Ooh, that sounds good. All right. What have you been playing, Break?
Oh, I did want to mention it when you're talking about the game discounts and stuff. I just want to mention that Toys R Us is officially out of business.
Yeah. Yeah, we were going to talk
about it. Today is the last day officially for them, so there will be no more of that.
Yeah. No more Toys R Us. Yeah. All right. What you been playing, Blake?
I haven't played much this week, but what I did play was Star Wars Battlefront 2. I really suck at flying.
Yeah.
Really suck at flying.
Yeah.
I mean, really fucking suck. I'm working on it, but really suck.
Yeah. I sort of have a homie discount, although the sale for it's over. I'll mention my Sweetos instead.
All
right, I've played a lot of, like, space flying games. I've never been this bad at one.
Yeah.
Like, just, it's frustrating.
Yeah, because, well, you got to have skills, Break, you know. I mean, to fly a ship, you have to have certain attitude, like Solo or something. Wyland says he's been playing Fighting X Layer. I don't know if you say EX or X.
It's EX, because Street Fighter EX. Okay. It's basically Street Fighter EX, but without the Street Fighter, because that's licensed by Capcom.
Gotcha. Freak5, I know, has been playing Friday the 13th. Also, he's been playing Monster Hunter World in various games on the NES Classic. He made it to 8-2. On Super Mario Brothers, losing only one life.
Yeah, and that's really impressive. I could not do that.
I beat the whole game.
Was it earlier in the run or later in the run that you lost the life?
I can't get to 8-2 only losing one life. I'd probably get stuck in like the level 5 or 6 or 7 for sure. I'd get stuck in 7.
Back in the day, I did it. I beat it with one. Yeah,
school Mario like where you can't like go back a lot. Stuff. Where your progress is like forever stuck going right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you can't go backwards except on whatever the screen will let you. Yeah.
The original Super Mario Bros. Is a hard game. It's completely unforgiving.
Yeah. All right.
They made it even harder with Mario Brothers 2, though.
God, I don't even want to talk about that game. That game was like, what the fuck is this? Mm-hmm. Like, you're trying to make the game hard. Why are you trying to kick me in the balls?
Poison mushrooms and wind that will knock you off the ground.
Yeah. Like, ooh, hey, that blue mushroom. What's that? What the fuck?
Okay. It may be small, broken. Or if you're small, it kills you.
Yeah. This game has to be broken. I'm going to try that blue mushroom again. Fuck!
Yeah. Freak5 makes a good point. He said a lot of the NES games are unforgiving. Yeah.
I know, it's true, but like, I mean, of the Mario games, just think about Super Mario 2 and Super Mario 3 and Mario World and stuff. The original is one of the most unforgiving of all of those.
Yeah. Wyland says, I got the $60 version of FTXL to support Akira, but for others, the $40
version
would be...
Arika, not Akira.
Oh, I'm sorry, Arika. The $40 version would be the way to go. So,
are they still going to do that live action Akira?
I don't know, man. That
I
would...
really hope not.
I hope.
Yeah,
not.
From what I was hearing about it, I hope not too. But
now Battle Angel Alita is a little bit different because none of the characters in that show were specifically Asian.
Yeah, but it still looks terrible, man. I don't know. I'm not interested.
I don't like the fan. I'm not a fan of the making the anime eyes on Alita, though.
Yeah.
All right. There's like, if you're going to do that, you might as well just make it a CG film. Yeah.
All right, Eric, what have you been playing?
I've been playing more Xenoblade 2. I'm at like the midpoint of Chapter 9, I think. Yeah. So and there's only that. After that, there's Chapter 10, which may be really short and might just be like the last couple boss fights, and the last couple cutscenes, but I don't know if I'll be doing a new game plus immediately though, because there are some blades that you can get only on new game plus. I don't think I care enough to do that at least right now until I get the season pass, so I can get the other characters.
Mm-hmm. All right, what else you been playing, Eric?
More Psychedelica of the Black Butterfly, and. I played the Bloodstained Ritual of the Night beta demo, which is only available to backers who backed a certain threshold, which I did. Like, I'd backed the $60 physical copy threshold.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
They don't have a demo for consoles. It's just the Steam demo. But it plays exactly how you expect an EGA-developed Metroidvania to play. Yeah. It is a little janky, and I think they could maybe fix the floatiness of the jumping just a little bit more, and maybe the floatiness of the jumping of some of the enemies as well. Yeah. But otherwise, it's still a fun game, so don't expect it to suck. It'll probably... the rest of the game will probably turn out great.
Yeah. All right.
And David Hayter does the voice of Zangetsu, which is cool.
All right. What else have you been playing, Eric? Anything else?
That's all.
All right. I've just been playing a little bit of MPQ. I haven't had much time.
I wanted to watch I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
Oh, God, Sucker, I love that movie.
For a review for this week, but I'm going to save that for next week because have that and a movie and the review of Xenoblade 2 and maybe even Kirby Star Allies. No, I'll do Kirby Star Allies tonight.
Yeah.
Man, I've said that before, but that movie has my favorite sight gag of all time.
I was supposed to review movie. Kirby Star Allies like weeks ago, and I kept forgetting to do it.
I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker is one of the all-time great comedies. Like, they don't make movies like that one.
They don't make movies like that anymore.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since we've got, like, a good spoof,
you know? I got
spoof,
it from Netflix because I restarted my DVD.com subscription, so I'm getting disc now again. Because, if I didn't, like, they would have, like, canceled my queue, and I kind of want to preserve my queue. So I got the free month, and then I'll cancel the month afterwards.
Yeah. Freak 5 says Break is a Thief.
No, he's going to play Final Fantasy later, because, again, I talked about this. You don't scroll up far enough.
But
he's
going to play Final Fantasy later. And I want the Blu-ray, so I'll have to figure out how to get the Blu-ray.
Yeah.
So he told me the party lineup. He's going to go with a fighter, a black mage, a white mage, and a thief.
I'll be the fighter.
And he asked me what character I wanted to be. I volunteered to be the thief.
Yeah, I'll play.
He's gonna name it after me. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Have you ever participated in like those social network like Final Fantasy themed like runs or something like that?
No, I haven't. And now asking somebody. He's asking what you and Frank want to be. And Frank's
I'll be the
fighter.
I'll be
so
the
you
fighter.
Get the black mage or the white mage.
Yeah.
And we aren't using Final Fantasy V class types.
No,
Just Fantasy One.
Yeah.
He's playing it on his NES Classic.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you can buy those now, and I don't really care because the selection of games on there is kind of
I'm actually gonna go look in tomorrow and see if I can get one.
Yeah. It's like the only reason you'd get one, I think, is so that you can like jailbreak it later.
No, because I don't own or have never owned most of the games on the list.
Well, I have.
I didn't have a lot of money,
the
man.
Games
I didn't care
about on the NES. Aren't on this thing, and the ones that are stuff I have elsewhere, like on the Wii U Virtual Console and stuff.
I didn't really start making enough money to buy games until I was in like junior high and high school, and by that time the Super NES was out, and so.
Yeah. But it's funny. It's like it's the only
not that I got one right away.
It's the only place to get Super C. Actually, no, I think you can get Super C on the Wii Virtual Console, but. I don't think you can get the original Contra. It's not on there either. It's like
interesting.
Weird.
No, it's weird. Not. I have the list.
I say original, but I mean like the NES version because the arcade version is definitely.
Freak 5 says, and Chris Rock is in it. How much for one rib? All right, let's move on. No reviews, thankfully. Breakman.
He says that part of the reason I got one is because I can't trust my son not to add credit cards to any other system we have.
And you can't do
and I don't have to worry about that on the NES Classic.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good reason.
You can buy an NES Classic as a training tool for your kids, though.
Yeah. All right.
Well, there are so many good games. There's Super Mario Bros., Super Mario 3, Legend of Zelda, Donkey Kong, Mega Man 2, Pac-Man, Final Fantasy, Metroid, Kirby's Adventure.
I would have put Mega Man 3 on there instead.
Ninja Gaiden, Super Mario Bros. 2. Okay, let me see. So far I've owned just three of those games. Dr. Mario, Punch-Out, Balloon Fight, Donkey Kong Jr., Zelda 2, Excitebike, Ice Climber, Kid Icarus, Double Dragon 2, Bubble Bobble. Okay, there's another one I owned. Technoball, Castlevania 2, Mario Brothers, Super C, Galaga, Star Trek, I did it on that one, Ghosts and Goblins, and Gradius.
Wyland says he's about to add another 30 games to his, so he's
buy Star one, Trek. Jailbreak okay. it.
Yeah.
It's like, but at that point though, it's like maybe like with the NES, with the SNES Classic, you could spend $80 to get one of those and jailbreak it, put other things on there, or you could just buy. Like you could spend $180 to buy the SNES Mini Analog NT, which is a much better like hardware based emulation.
Yeah. But 180
bucks. Because it's actual hardware, plus it does let you load ROMs onto it.
Yeah. All right.
You could just stick whatever cartridges you already own on, into it, too. So, yeah. There's room for firmware updating.
Oh, that's nice.
It's also easy to jailbreak, too.
Mm. All right, Brake, what is your stinko this week?
Okay, I actually want to read something for you guys.
Okay.
A news article before, and I want to read all of it before anybody says anything.
Okay.
This comes to us from the New York Post.
All right.
A woman forced ex to have sex holding machete to his face, says the cops. And that's the headline. A Montana woman broke into a man's house with a machete, ordered him to take off his clothes, and forced him to have sex with her, police said.
Eric, hang on.
Said nothing until I am done. Yeah. Please. Samantha Ray Mears, 19, was charged Friday with two felonies, aggravated burglary and assault with a weapon, as well as several misdemeanors for the incident at her ex-boyfriend's Great Falls home. Mears reportedly broke into her ex of 7 years' house Friday while he was away. When he returned, she confronted him with a large knife, demanded that he take off all of his clothes, and ordered him to lie on his bed. Fearing bodily harm, the victim complied, and she proceeded to remove her pants and climb on top of him. Mears then began to engage him in sexual intercourse, all while holding the machete. When he tried to get her to stop, Mears refused and bit him on the arm. After she finished, she sat naked on the bed, brandished a weapon. At that point, the victim was able to take several photos of her, which she turned over to the police as evidence. I'm sorry, which he turned over to the police as evidence. When an argument ensued soon after, an enraged Mears ripped a piece of trim from the victim's wall and deliberately urinated on his bed. The ex-boyfriend was able to alert authorities after claiming he needed to call a friend and escaping from the room to dial 911. According to the Tribune, Mears was also arrested in April after a previous argument at the victim's house where he grabbed his hair, hit him in the face, and attempted to strangle him. Now, that's the whole article. Can you tell me what word was never mentioned in that entire article?
Rape.
Rape.
Yes.
Yes.
That's how bad rape culture is in this country. We don't even want to say the word rape. We don't want to acknowledge something is rape. And when we do, it's like we say it isn't.
No,
especially when it's somebody who you don't expect to do. Especially like when it's say a man being raped or somebody in the trans community being raped. Yep. Something that people don't want to like deal with. I guess they just can't understand that that's rape too.
Yeah, see that's the thing I was gonna say, Brake. There's a big distinction between when a man gets raped and a woman gets raped. We just kind of brush it under the rug. It's sort of like those stories of these women mm-hmm. teachers that are having sex with underage boys. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. Like if an older man had sex with an underage girl, it's the same thing as a woman. And the thing that I hate the most is the sentences for women is a lot less harsh for rape and underage sex and stuff like that. It's a total double standard, totally. And you're right. The media has a hard time calling a spade.
And I'm not saying this.
They also have a hard time calling white supremacists.
Mm-hmm. But you know, men being raped, especially by a woman, that's a very rare circumstance. But at the same time, when it happens, it's not treated the same.
Yeah,
they're also always calling terrorists lone wolves.
Yeah. This is ridiculous. I totally agree with that, Brake.
I never said what mage I wanted to be. Did somebody already take red mage? Because I'd take red mage.
No,
he's going with a black or white mage.
Oh. Did somebody already take one of those?
No.
I'll go with white mage, just to see how many needs to heal you.
There you go. Let's see. Reading chat. Never stick your dick in crazy, Freak 5 says. But if you do, do it at her house. That way she doesn't know where you live. That's sound advice.
White mage just get the holy spell eventually, and they can use the spell to harm undead creatures.
Yeah. All right. Eric, what is your stinko?
this weather. And Toys R Us closing.
That really sucks.
A number of other issues related to government, which are probably in yours, so I'll leave that to you.
Yeah, there's a bunch of shit going on in the government. Melania wearing that coat was awful.
Yeah, that was last week. I forgot to leave it.
I said at the time, and more than likely I'm wrong. It's just a conspiracy theory. But at the time, like, she knew that looked bad. So it's like, look, Trump is wearing this to make her husband look bad.
Mm. Maybe. Well, you could look at it that way, but I think Melania is just as...
Because she's not stupid like him. No. She married him for the money, and she knew exactly what she was getting into.
Yeah, but I think she's pretty complicit in all this shit, too. She could be a little more outspoken.
Probably. That's what I'm saying, like, conspiracy theory. Maybe, maybe she's against... Because I know there have been a lot of rumblings that a lot of the women under him have been... Well, that was going on, which thank God is not anymore. But while it was going on, they were a lot of women. For instance, Huckabee Sanders refused to do any press conferences while it was going on. She didn't want to fucking answer questions about that.
Yeah, no, of Can course you, not.
Like, and from what they're saying,
she would have lied anyway. So, like,
Well, there are rumors like saying that, like, even her, like some from family members and stuff, that she was against that too. Like, she was heartbroken by it.
Wow, bullshit, man. That motherfucker has no problems lying to the American public.
Come on. Even horrible people can have it at some point, like, see something that's like, okay, I hit my limit,
Break if putting
I
kids,
mean come on like I putting honestly like you see something like that horrible, like, that's like, okay, I can't do this anymore.
If putting kids in cages is still lied upon, then I don't know what to say to anybody like that. I call her Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
I'm not saying this is true. I'm saying these are rumors. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, Frank.
No,
trying to defend her.
No, I'm not.
I'm not saying
you.
Like, this is what happened. I'm saying these are what the rumors are.
Yeah, I hear you.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not defending her at all.
And by the way, those rumors that you talk about, Break, a lot of time that's bullshit that the person themselves puts in the media's ear just to make themselves look better. So, I mean, this whole presidency has been defined by a bunch of leaks, right? I mean, we get leaks every day with some stupid shit. But let me move on to some more stuff. Speaking of politics, Trey Gowdy's a piece of shit. This is the guy that was on the Benghazi thing, right? And for 2.5 years, all we heard about was Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. And now the motherfucker is turning around and berating Rosenstein for the Mueller investigation. And it's been, what, a year? A little over a year? And there's been indictments? The Benghazi thing turned up nothing. No indictments.
You're talking about hypocrites and politicians? Like,
yes.
Really? Like, what a shock.
Trey Gowdy.
I'm just saying, like, it's they all are hypocrites.
Trey Gowdy is one of the biggest hypocrites.
But I'm not trying to diminish this.
No, that's fine.
It's just like they're like, oh my god, you're right. Like,
no,
he's a
I
terrible
agree.
Hypocrite.
But, I totally agree.
But for instance, like Mitch McConnell's, he's like, we gotta do our jobs, and we gotta get a guy in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Well, when the shoe was on the other foot, you were the guy who was saying, no, we gotta wait. We gotta wait. It's sickening because that's how politics is.
Yeah. You're right. There's a couple of other political things that are going on. The Kennedy judge retiring is not a good thing. This is super bad timing because Trump gets a chance to pick another justice. I hope that the Republic or the Democrats do the same exact thing that the goddamn.
Well, from what I've been reading, like online too, like if they don't, basically, there's going to be a revolution as far as like in the Democratic Party. Like, if the establishment does not stop him from getting somebody in there, like the there's going to be a revolution in the Democratic Party. You know, all the old people, hopefully. A lot of them will get out. At least the ones that can frame themselves as innocent, not innocent,
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure Nancy Pelosi will be back because she's Nancy Pelosi, and they just keep voting for her because
I
she's
hope
Nancy
not.
Pelosi.
Look, I'm hoping that...
I'm tired of all these old people. Like, yeah. Everybody's... It's...
Here's the thing.
I don't know. Like, there's some wisdom in being old, but at the same time, we've dealt with so many intolerance from these.
You don't get an excuse just because you're old. You know, like old ass Republicans like Mitch McConnell have no business being in the Senate in the year 2018. The guy's like what, fucking 75 years old or something. Like this is just
and my problem, and not just, well. I should say my problem isn't really with age. It's more with how long they've been there. Like, guys like McConnell have been there for so long. He doesn't know what it's like to be an American. He's completely fucking out of touch with what it's like to be any one of us. And I think that's the way for anybody who's in there for too long, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree. Freak 5 says, I remember Stinko. I still haven't gotten my fucking loot crate this month. Get on it. Tell him. He also said I spoiled...
That's his Stinko, but wait till we get the Sweetos, because Jesus, he's got a list.
Yeah.
Sweetos. I should say Jesus. Yeah. Woo!
Another quick couple of Stinkos. Yesterday, it was a record 105 degrees in Denver. Yeah, it was nasty. One of my plants did not like it. A couple of my plants almost kicked the bucket, so... it was vicious yesterday.
How was the humidity?
No humidity, luckily, because it's always dry here in Colorado, but, it was just hot. Also last Stinko.
It would have felt like 115 here.
Yeah.
It's the humidity.
Yeah. Also I want to say that painters are fucking scam artists for the most part. They wanted to charge my parents $4,000 for painting the inside of their house.
The and fuck? Do your parents live in the biggest mansion I've ever seen?
No, it's a larger house. It's not, you know, like a mansion.
They have 12 bedrooms and 42 baths.
No. No. Freak Pipe says it's so hot. Frank's pop plants are smoking themselves. No,
I just imagine a sign in the front of the house, up front, called the Ramos Estate.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
You mean it wasn't your tomato plants? Oh, okay.
Yeah, definitely not tomato plants. No, it's legal to grow here, so I'm growing my own because.
No, I know. Just giving a shit.
It costs a lot of money for weed. You know, it's not cheap. So I'd rather just grow my own shit and, you know, whatever. But anyways, $4,000 for painting. So I, of course, I'm like, fuck that. I'll just paint it myself. But that being said, I'm probably 2 days away from like getting the majority of it done. But it's tough.
It does take a while to paint something. Yeah. But still, $4,000, fucking fist in my
so
asshole.
So I'm
really?
Gonna do. I did it for them for just.
I mean, like. Really? Did they pull your pants down and try to stick their fist up your ass?
They might as well. I mean, they might as well have given me a rim job for $4,000.
I'm sorry, Jesus but Christ. Hours, man hours, and the type of work you're putting into, paint can't possibly cost that much. They have to charge that much.
No, I'm doing it the whole house, not charging them for labor. Obviously, it's going to cost me less than $500 for this entire house. And it'll look nice. I already did like three rooms. It man, $4,000. But damn it,
that's wow.
Yeah,
that's like how much are they paying their employees there? $40 an hour? Or something?
Jesus, I don't know, man. That's crazy. Because it was only supposed to take them like a crew of three or four people, like 3 days. But damn, $4,000. It just sounded excessive to me, so I told him I would do it. And that leads me, like all the political stuff leads me to my Sweeto. There was actually some good news on the progressive front. There was a primary in New York where Joe Crowley, I forget what district he is in New York, but he was like an incumbent like 10 times over. And he lost his primary to a 28-year Latin woman named Ocasio-Cortez, who wants Medicare for all and wants to abolish ICE, which should be abolished because ICE was made in, what, 2003? And that's when...
Basically post 9/11.
Yeah, it was after 9/11. They created ICE for domestic and international terrorism, and ICE has been a complete and utter failure. So if you're in New York, good on you for voting for Ocasio-Cortez, and hopefully she beats the shit out of the Republican, and she can become the new face of the Democratic Party, because I tell you what, the faces that they got now, Brakeman said it, Pelosi and Schumer and all of those pieces of shit are spineless human beings that don't know what the fuck they're doing, or they do know what they're doing.
I was trying to say Mitch McConnell, and then I like choked on my beer a little. So
yeah, and Mitch McConnell. Fuck Mitch McConnell too, and Paul Ryan. I'm so glad.
Yeah, like these guys who've been. Well, he was one of those guys that was in there, and then he left, and then he came back. Like those are the worst, you know?
Yeah, for sure. All right, break. Did you have a sweeto?
Before I get to my sweeto, I'm just gonna read. Freak Sweeto, because he's got a paragraph here, if it will scroll. He said he got awesome pizza for dinner, the NES Classic, good beer. He was off work today. He caught the latest stray living under his neighbor's porch and took her to the no-kill shelter. And he just realized it's almost the end of the month, and at the end of the first quarter, I've been at my job, so I should... At the end of the first full quarter, I have been at my job, so I should be getting a bonus next month.
Yeah, nice. That's holy shit. That's a nice list of sweetos there.
And so my sweeto is, and it's a tempered sweeto because there's some stinkos attached to this sweeto. Mm-hmm. They have finally announced that the Halo show is finally coming.
Yeah, on Showtime.
Yeah, that's part of the stinko. It's coming to Showtime.
Well, but Showtime is good, man.
Showtime has a habit of canceling something before it's ready, you know, not giving it time.
They need some hits, man.
Does Showtime have like a digital store? For
yes, they do.
Is there an app on the PS4 for it?
Yes. I believe there is for the PS4.
What about for the DC?
For sure for the PC. For sure.
DC, I meant.
The
DC Comics. Oh, do they have an app on the PS4?
I'm not sure.
That's the beta for that DC Universe isn't even out yet.
Yeah. Freak 5 says Showtime shows boobs.
Didn't you know anything about that, though?
Yeah. Showtime shows boobs. No, yeah, I know. I'm still mad at them for canceling Ash vs. Walking Dead. Or Evil Dead, Walking Dead, Ash versus the Walking Dead.
That was Stars. Stars was the one that canceled that. Not
that
Showtime.
Stars?
Yeah.
Oh.
Stars.
Yeah. I'm really
so. Never mind.
Now it's on Netflix, but there's not going to be another one.
Showtime is a good, good channel.
Look, that's good. Good. Phew, that's one of my stinkos is no more. Yeah. But the other thing I'm worried about, so the Halo show will have boobs because it's on Showtime. The other thing I'm worried about is that the Master Chief isn't even going to be in it, or just have like relegated to a bit part of some sort.
I think it'll be okay because
I don't know. Like I kind of feel about like not.
Why all the Spartans look the same? The design of the Master Chief is generic as fuck.
Yeah,
but he's the Master Chief, and as a Halo fan, like the Halo fans, we want the Chief.
Yeah,
like, we've played with the Chief. We know who he is. Like, he's not a man of... He doesn't say a lot, usually.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
But he's the Chief. But the problem is, I feel if you don't add the Chief in here, it's like putting... it's like making a Dragon Ball Z show and not adding Goku.
I think you're going to be okay.
He's the main character.
Like, there's enough characters in that show that they could do a show without Goku.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. Like, I
Dragon
think...
Ball doesn't need Goku, but... Break. For some reason, they think Eric. That it does.
Yeah, or, you know, it's also like the new Mega Man cartoon. Like, me and you, we want, like, the traditional Mega Man. We want Mega Man instead. We're getting, like, here, this is... They can't for some reason give us what we want. The first time they try to give us Mega Man, they give him muscles and shit.
Yeah. No, I think we're gonna be okay.
They emphasize the Eric, man part in that show.
Hey, Eric.
I just mean, like, as a Halo fan, like, give us what we want. Give the Halo fans what we want. We want the Chief.
I like Halo 2. I'm a Halo fan all the way back to 1 and 2. But I think they could get away with doing it without Master Chief, just because that universe is pretty well thought out. If you think about it,
I mean, I assume that's what they're doing. This is going to be something probably centering ODSTs or maybe the Spartan Fives,
Or they could do a lot of the books. The books are pretty good, so. Mm-hmm. You know, there's plenty to work with.
It's kind of how I feel about, like, the new, I haven't watched it, but the new Krypton show on sci-fi. I'm just, like, I want Superman in the Superman universe. How come we can't get Superman? How come we get stuff like Krypton?
Here's his dad.
Or, for instance, Gotham, which is a show I like, which is crazy fucking bonkers. They've been hinting for a year and a half now.
They don't have powers. Like, the only reason they have Superman has powers is because of the way the sun works on his body.
What were you saying, Brake?
Like Gotham, for instance, they've been teasing us for about a year and a half now that they're going to have Batman. Mm-hmm. Well, they're finally going to go into their last season, and they're probably going to give us Batman in, like, the last episode.
Oh, brother.
Like
then they'll transition to a Batman show.
I don't know. Like, I wish it'd be something like that, but that's not really what's happening. Yeah. The show's just, like, they've only given it 10 episodes, and that's it.
Yeah.
And then that's done with it. Yeah. But, like, why can't we get Batman? Why? I don't understand.
Yeah, why can't there be a Batman show in Gotham? Or Batman in Gotham, yeah.
And Gotham is an enjoyable show, and I like it, but, like, why? You know what I mean? Like, why can't we get what we want?
I know.
I think we're more likely to get, like, a Bloodhaven spinoff where we get to see Nightwing.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, so the Halo show with boobs, he will become the master chef. He will serve the younger soldiers meatloaf with a side of wisdom. He also says, I have Krypton recorded. I haven't started, but it's supposed to be awesome. Been loving Gotham every season. Has been better than the previous. So, Brake, do you have a...
And I like Gotham too, but I'm saying, like, the show's going to end, you know... before we truly get Batman, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's so many goddamn superhero TV shows. I don't even think I want to start watching any.
They're
of them.
They're all pretty good, though. Like,
it's almost like comic books now. It's like it's impenetrable to get into them.
What?
Yeah, they're good though. They're doing good work with all those series, especially the DC stuff.
And I signed up for the beta of the DC universe. Awesome. I definitely want to check it out. And like the Marvel TV shows, I'm not all the way through Luke Cage season 2 yet, so no spoilers, but so far, really fucking good.
Especially since most of these shows are all spread out, so it's like,
No, they're all good, though, in their own way, man.
I know. Like, for instance, like Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s a fucking fantastic show.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with any other like superhero shows for the most part, you know?
Yeah,
it's kind of off on its own, and...
Did anybody like Arrow when it was out?
Yes, Arrow's a good show.
I love Arrow. Arrow's still
is that on Netflix?
Yes, yeah, it is.
Netflix.
Yeah. There's a bunch
Arrow
of
and like the DC Arrowverse on those channels, like Black Lightning. They just added to it.
And next
season they're going to introduce Batwoman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Eric. Any sweetos this week? I didn't see anything.
I want to mention a deal I found.
Oh, okay.
I got the Evil Within 2 on PC. For $10 on New League.
Holy shit, that's a good deal. I got
and not only that, but it's actually the physical disc release, which is really just a code on a disc.
Yeah.
So I won't need the disc after I install it. But I guess you could still use a disc after that at some point to reinstall some future point. But
that's awesome. That's really cool. All right, let's move on to our free-for-all. Eric, this is it's interesting. I read this article. Gaming Bar bans...
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. I'm going to probably have to either get the code off the disc and just enter the code or or find a way to get my disk drive working, because I disconnected it somehow and I don't remember how to put it back together.
Let me read this story, Eric. The free-for-all this week is gaming bar bans in Japan. Kyoto and Kobe video game bar managers arrested for alleged copyright violations. They have arrested four people in Kyoto for allegedly allowing customers at their bars to play video games without the game maker's permission in what is believed to be the first such arrest in the country. Kyoto video game bar manager Ryo Koishima, 32, was taken into custody Tuesday on suspicion of copyright violations, while Yuki Nishio, 32, who managed another bar in the city, and his brother Haruto, 29, not related to Naruto, were arrested for similar violations Wednesday. The three are suspected of renting video game software and allowing customers to play them in April without obtaining the permissions of Nintendo and Capcom. Police have confiscated a total of 30 game consoles and 1,100 game titles from the two bars. The bar run by the Nishio brothers was believed to have had monthly sales of $13,600. Separately, the police arrested Hironi Kin, 31, the president of a video game bar operator in Kobe, suspecting his bars installed game hardware for home use and allowed customers to play popular titles such as Capcom's Monster Hunter World and Nintendo's Splatoon 2 in April. The arrests were made after the Association of Copyright for Computer Software issued warnings to video game bars nationwide earlier this year, and Nintendo and other game makers lodged criminal complaints against such bars. This is
It's not even a cease and desist. It's like, go ahead and arrest this guy.
Yeah, see, this is what I have a problem with. This is in Japan, the Japan Times.
It's weird, because like, these people have apparently been doing this for like a decade or so, in some cases. And like, why didn't they ever bother till now?
Well, maybe they didn't find out until now, and maybe the laws changed.
And as far as I'm concerned, you're not allowed to rent video game software in Japan.
Yeah.
Or is it somehow different for people in Japan who own bars? Are they allowed to rent from some service?
See, this is the problem I have with it. Like, the problem.
Feds are on to you.
Yeah, and more importantly, why are they renting them? Why aren't they supplying their own consoles and then having people play the stuff that they have?
Yeah, this is the problem. Like, I don't begrudge Nintendo and Capcom complaining for this reason. Like, sorry, I'm getting a cramp, guys.
You have to fight for your copyrights and shit. Dude, cramps suck.
Yeah. The problem I have, like, I wouldn't have had a problem if they had a bar that was like, you know, you go there and you play consoles, right? Because that's like going over your friend's house and playing his Nintendo.
That's kind of what the place that I went to a few weeks ago.
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty awesome. They had arcade machines and consoles.
Yeah. That should be legal everywhere, all right? But when you start charging people for renting their stuff, that's the problem, and I think that's what this is intended to curb, and they really shouldn't.
I wonder if the model that this bar used, if that
would
work.
Apparently, like, because of this, people that have had consoles on their bars decided to just, I think they either shut down or they got rid of the games because they didn't know if they'd go after them and confuse them for rental people.
Yeah.
At the bar that I went to, the rule was you could come in, you could play whatever you want as long as you're buying alcohol.
Yeah.
I wonder if that would work.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'd have to look at their laws to kind of understand everything with this. But I don't see much wrong
with
them.
If not, we need to copyright real quick.
I'm going to be going on, hopefully, going on to Q&A Quest podcast next Monday.
Awesome.
And somebody who lives in Japan is regularly a guest on that show. He might show up on that episode.
There you go.
I'm going to ask him about it then.
Yeah, like I said, like
we've copyrighted it. They can't get any money without our consent.
About it this week because I am the one that showed them the article. So
here's the thing, though. Like, I think this is slightly a little too harsh. You shouldn't be able to just go in and arrest somebody. You should give them like what you were saying, Eric, like a chance, like a cease and desist. And then if they go and do the same thing after that, then you can fine and arrest somebody for breaking the law. But I just think it's a little too
harsh. I mean, this is typical Nintendo behavior, though. It's just like, we don't want you making money on YouTube from our games unless you go through our stupid shitty creators program.
Yeah, I know. It's a bunch of shit with Nintendo. Capcom's not much better either, but anyways.
Capcom's a little bit better, though.
Yeah. All right, I think that's all we got this week. You have anything else, Break? Anything else?
Wait, we're still on Sweetos, weren't we?
We did your Sweet already.
No?
And I did
mine. That was a free-for-all.
Yeah.
Oh, that was free-for-all? Yeah. Oh. Well, I was paying attention to chat. I'm sorry.
That's all right. No problemo.
Wow, that was free-for-all.
Yeah. Pour one out for Toys R Us, for sure. I mean, that's sad. Anything else, Eric? Do you have anything else?
Not really.
All right. Yeah, plugs.
Oh, yeah, a review. I got a review for Kirby Star Allies. I completely forgot about it.
Okay. Go ahead, Eric.
Kirby Star Allies is the Kirby game that released on the Switch a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. And much like Return to Dreamland, it has 4-player co-op. Local only, though. But that's to be expected because Nintendo doing online with a game like that probably wouldn't work out so well.
Yeah.
But in this game, it kind of calls back to the N64 Kirby game because you can throw like a heart at an enemy and then that enemy will become one of your co-op buddies because they could have up to three other CPU-controlled characters or other people can play those. But that's how you get friends on there. And when they're all on the screen, the game actually becomes ridiculously easy. But I can imagine if you're playing with other people, there'll be chaos element, though, because everybody's probably trying to do their own thing. And you might accidentally cut something that's a platform, and then you can't get the other thing. Mm-hmm. But if you're playing by yourself, though, it's like they usually do a good job of like doing what you want them to. Like you just might have to wait a couple seconds. But it's still a good Kirby game, but I'm sure it's more fun with other people. But it's kind of a remix of all the other Kirby games that are released, like in the last couple of years. But I'd say it's a step down from, let's see,
Epic Yarn.
Kirby. So I'm gonna rank Kirby's this way. I'm gonna rank Return of the Dreamland at 1, and then Kirby's Triple Deluxe at 2. No, Robobot at 2. The Triple Deluxe at 3, and Superstar Ultra. Both of them count, I guess, as 4. But I'd put this at number 5.
All right. Okay. So what do you?
It's not a bad game, but it's definitely one on the weaker spectrum.
So it's like a 6.5, then something like that.
7.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right. That's all we got today, guys. Let's see. Break. Plugs.
I would just like to say in chat that Freak apparently wants to. Was thinking about running a billboard because they are cheap in his area. And then he realized that he could get a panhandler on the freeway off the ramp for $10 a day to hold up a sign advertising his shit.
Yeah, zombie exactly. maybe the Maybe the panhandlers can hold up a sign of a penis for $10 a day. That might work
out.
Well,
that's what I want to put on the billboard.
Yeah.
See, we got to figure out a way to work it in. So they like Freak says, you gotta get past the censors. You gotta work it in there somehow.
Yeah.
But basically just for $75 to put a giant penis on a billboard.
Yeah.
The zombie penis?
Yeah. Exactly. A zombie penis.
They
have zombie penis dildos. I don't know if you guys ever seen those, but yeah.
No, I don't think I need to either.
Yeah,
pretty sure.
Yeah, exactly. All right, break plugs, please.
You can follow me at break_ on Twitter and or break_man on Twitter, and at RP Grinders on Twitter. But nobody else apparently does, so no one cares.
Well, send us.
Although
some
stuff. I was thinking this week, we should do a. It's one of the gift cards we're going to give out on the 500th episode, which we're almost to.
Yeah.
Four more episodes away. I was thinking maybe give one out to the best Would You Rather.
Oh, that's a good giveaway. So tweet at RP Grinders your best Would You Rather for the show, and we'll decide collectively which one is the best. If you're the
any Would You Rathers that you send me, starting now, I'm not going to read until the 500th episode.
Yeah,
so this starts now.
So a month of this. That's awesome. That's a good way to do that. Define best. Freak 5 say it says. Jesus, his are awful. I think Frank is speaking from experience about the zombie penis dildo. No, absolutely.
Well, Frank, since you were the only one who sent us Would You Rather for a long time, best might be just you.
Yeah, probably. Nobody listens to this show, man. I mean, come on. All right, Eric, your plugs.
I'm going to plug the sites I've read reviews for. BostonBachelorBrigade.com, TotalEGN.com, VogNetwork.com, and HonestGamers.com. On BostonBachelorBrigade.com, I've got two reviews up of Tohu. I actually just called Azure Reflections, but I want to mention that it's a Tohu project game. But other than that, I've got Space Dave, which is basically a parody of Space Invaders with the Dave character that Choice Provisions made. And it's like, this is a game that somebody on Weed was making, I guess, at some point. It's supposed to have that like old school vibe, but like they juiced it up to like 12 on the nut scale. But it's not a bad game, but it's like Space Invaders if they actually destroyed the platforms you ran on, and then you had to jump over them, which is hard to do once they start getting destroyed all over the place because. Like Space Invaders, that gets faster and faster. But other than that, there's a I did a revision of my East 8 review for my opinions on the Switch version, which is up on Total EGN.
Yeah. All right. Anything
but,
else?
There's also my YouTube channel, Funny Team Man, where I recently uploaded a video of. Possibly the worst Oreos ever.
Ooh.
The kettle corn Oreos.
Oh, yuck.
I don't really show it in the review, but after I had done the review, my stomach was in knots for several minutes.
My. Ugh. That's gross. All right. Anything else, Eric?
It was like eating butter grits.
Yuck.
That's how awful
Yucko.
It is.
Yuck.
It was a cookie?
Yeah,
Oreo. That's what they've done to Oreo. Why? Mm-hmm. Why do they have to keep tinkering with something when they? You got it right the first time. Can you just stop?
Yeah,
anyways,
exactly.
I got a different set of Oreos. These ones are the Thins variety, but there's pistachio flavor, which you can only get in the Thins version.
Yeah,
which should be much better experience because pistachios are good.
Yeah, Freak 5 says, so the Would You Rather that doesn't involve sex with relatives, dead relatives, sex with dead relatives, sounding, bodily functions, pegging, sex with Trump, sex with Clinton, exiled, Freak 5.
just say yes.
Yeah, exactly.
He asked me what do you define as the winner? I said the best. And he's like, what do you mean? Like the grossest, the funniest
Whatever.
type stuff.
Yeah.
The one that we enjoy the most.
Yeah.
Sequel.
Yeah.
You know, be creative. Yeah. None
Here's
of those.
here's another
I beg
giveaway.
you, God, none
Yeah.
of those.
Yeah, exactly. Here's another giveaway that we can do. The person that gets exiled the most in chat that day will get a gift card. So, oh, also, nobody gave us any, like, title for the medieval Mexican movie that I want to make. So make sure you tweet at RP Grinders for your favorite Mexican, medieval Mexican title to a movie that I'm going to make someday. So there you go. No trains or police, you're exiled again. Freak 5. See, Freak 5 is getting warmed up for episode 500. He's already.
I already bought my alcohol. My alcohol of choice for 500 is going to be red Moscato.
Oh,
no,
nice.
Pink Moscato. Sorry.
Nice. I'm going to go with tequila. So, Bridget is exiled. She says, I'll just mention Twilight. You're exiled. Out of here. Yeah, exactly. All right. That's about all we got this week. You can follow me on Twitter at RP Grinders. You can also follow us on Twitter.
Twilight or 50 Shades?
Both. They're both awful. Probably Twilight.
He gave us the title last week, but he doesn't remember what it was. Neither do I.
I don't remember. You're going to have to tweet at RP Grinders, Freak 5. I don't remember. Let's see. What
else?
Yeah,
I need to remember to tweet this out, too. I'm writing it down. I am.
Yep. At RP Grinders on Twitter. At Frank Branches. Make sure you check us out live every Friday at 7 Eastern on YouTube and Twitch.tv. So, yeah, join us in chat, especially for episode 500, because we'll be giving away a few gift cards to your platform of choice. Anything else, gentlemen?
No.
Fourth of July is on Wednesday, but I'm not so sure I'll care about it because
all
the bullshit that's going on.
I know.
It's like, what is there to celebrate? They've ruined the country.
Yeah. I just love the 4th of July. That's my favorite holiday. I gotta go buy
the
some
The only thing I can look forward to is hot dogs.
Shit up.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, LOL, Frank exiled Bridget. He must have ran out of boner pills. You are exiled again, Freak 5. If I'm not working that night, I might have to call in. That would be awesome.
Also, it's
Freak
on
Five.
A hump day, which means I get a day off work, then I have to go back to work.
Yeah. Freak 5 says Pornhub gift cards. I guess if you want a Pornhub gift card,
wait, they have gift cards in Pornhub?
I don't know. Guess
I almost guarantee they do.
Yeah. We will accommodate
stuff, that is.
Whatever you want. $10 gift cards will be given away, and
porn companies are smart, man. They know how to like market
they don't
their
call
products.
Them
yeah.
cards.
Exactly.
And Pornhub may be the biggest of all of them. So they know what they're doing.
Yeah. All
right. You know what? I'm gonna go look. I'm just kidding. I'm not doing it on this computer. I'm not putting porn on this computer.
Yeah.
Ever.
Don't do
Never
it.
Risk
don't
it.
Do it. Don't eat the red pill. You know. Whatever.
Wait, no, I want the red. The red pill's the one that wakes you up, right?
Yeah. You don't want the red pill because then you'll turn into an alt-right
Here's
bitch,
one.
Piece of shit.
Don't.
I thought like the red pill would took you back into.
Don't eat the purple acid.
It was the blue pill that. Yeah. Is it? Am I confused? Do I have them backwards?
Don't eat the purple acid. That's about it. Okay, guys, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week.
I'm just saying red pill means something different than today's social context.
Yeah. We want to see you back here next week. Until then,
Hold on. Before the show ends, what do you mean? What's different about the red pill?
You turn into a misogynist gamer that probably is a part of the alt-right.
Why do they have to ruin everything?
Yeah. Exactly.
Really? Do they have to ruin everything?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Exactly. Stay safe this weekend. Stay safe on 4th of July. Till next week, we are out. Sort of.